Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Hello, God's beautiful people, and welcome to this first show of 2019. Here at 5 Minutes, we are committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational information to help you through those hard times. Now, we've all heard it before, and some of us has even said it ourselves. Man, this year I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to get myself back in shape and lose a few pounds. Each year, millions across the country vow to a New Year resolution. It's either they're going to quit smoking, drinking, or eating unhealthy, and some even vow to do better in their relationships, and they will get their finances in order. But each year, these same promises we make never really pan out. Studies have shown that gym memberships alone go up almost 100% at the beginning of each year. Then after a few weeks, it drops down again. Why? Because making a resolution is basically making a broken promise to ourselves. We do not have the willpower or the strength to overcome our issues, and especially if they are internal. But look at this. God's work in us is one that is a continuous process, and it takes time for us to get us where He wants us to be. It's a process that is made up of a whole lot of little moments, and in turn that will lead us to waking up to the eternal promise that we have in Him. Now, the title of my message is Going from the Old to the New, Becoming a New Creature in Christ. Now, when we were born, we went through a process of learning how to walk. First, our little leg was so weak and fragile that they had to be strengthened. Then one day, they became strong enough for us to start crawling and then eventually walk. Now, I have 3 grandchildren, 6, 5, and 4. And each one of them had to go through a process of getting where they are in this stage in their young lives. My oldest really didn't crawl. She may have just for a bit, but one day, my daughter sent me a video and she was just sitting on the ground, and the next thing you know, out of nowhere, she stood up and walked. This took 8 months. My middle one, my grandson, was different. We tried our hardest to get him to walk before he even learned how to crawl, but his legs was just not ready, and we were trying to rush the natural process of what had to take place. It's funny now that I look back at it on my daughter when she bought him shoe after shoe after shoe in hopes that this one would make him walk. Let's try this one. Let's try that one, she said. But to our disappointment, he only walked when the time was right. This took 11 months. Now my little one is different from the other two. She's her own person and does what she wants to pretty much when she wants to. Her process was different from all the others because she was somewhat spoiled as well, and it took her even a little longer to even begin to crawl. But after 11 and a half months, she finally started walking. Our change into a new creature in Christ is sort of the same type of process. We've already been made or created, so to speak, but it's our lifestyle that we have that needs to change. When a person believes in Jesus Christ, he's then reborn and made new by the Holy Spirit. This means that we must now walk after the Spirit and not be led by the flesh. We must now live in Christ daily, putting away the old things that we once knew, those things that we thought we needed to survive, but found out that we really didn't need them. A person must bear the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. It means to abide in Christ. It means that we must attach ourselves to Christ fully and completely. Now, along the way, we're going to mess up. We're going to fall short. We expect it to, but that's okay, because our loving Father is there to pick us up and put us right back on the path that we were on. This process involves denying ungodliness and worldly lust, and then start living a righteous life. It's a process that takes us from once being dead in our sins to being made alive again in Christ. It takes God, who sends His Son, then His Son, Jesus Christ, who touches us and makes us alive. And then it's the Holy Spirit who convicts us. It's giving up oneself, because at one time we rebelled, rejected, and cursed God. We ignored, denied, and disobeyed Him to the fullest. But now in Christ, we are reconciled back to God. It's not God back to us, because He never left us. It's us back to Him. Why? Because He loves us. The Bible says, that he had made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So think about this. Change is good because we're in need of it, each and every one of us. And this being the first weekend of the new year, meditate on what Scripture says to us. Think about the former things that we used to do. But now that we've been born again by the Spirit, that those things are no longer relevant in our lives. Don't dwell on the past, but look forward to a bright new future. Trust the process. A man can start life all over again, no matter how corrupt he has become or how far he has fallen. Well, that's my time. Happy New Year, all. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Remember, God longs to make a new creature out of us all. One love, 5 minutes.